Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new find on the Dolomite Review, Miss Linda Broadcup. That's here. All right.
Yeah. That was a man that had a wife. Every day she come home from work, she had a complaint. He wanted some pussy. So, first day he asked her, he says, baby, can I have a little bit today? She says, no, I have female trouble. But next day he come home, he wanted some. She says, my back is hurt. So the next day that he came home, he had six little kittens laying in the bed for her. And she looked over there and seen him, and she said, what is this motherfucking shit? She said, there's a six paw girls for your dead pussy.
Say, you big bird, you big enough to be playing football with the Rams here.
Yes, ramming my foot up your motherfucking ass.
Let's hear it for Linda Broadcloth. I ain't lying. And Linda, I'd like to say one thing. He's one ugly motherfucker too, ain't he? He's ugly enough to scare the wrinkles out of a mule's ass. That motherfucker's ugly enough to break daylight with his fist. In fact, about it, he opened up the doors one morning and daylight refused to come in. Now, when you say ugly, niggas ugly, niggas ain't the only ugly people, baby. They got some ugly hunkies. And that is one ugly hunky there. He's just so ugly, he looked like crime in the face. You know, I like to go to motels and things. And when I went to the motel the other day, let me tell you what happened. Listen, this young man and young lady come to the motel and they wanted to get some rest. So he said, baby, you lay down. I'm going and wash the car. Sure enough, she laid down, and all at once a train come through and knocked out the bed. She called up the manager, said, manager, a train just shook me out the bed. He said, lady, you got to be mistaken. I've been here 10 years, and ain't nothing ever happened like that. Said, well, you come up here and try it and see for yourself. He come up there. She said, well, you're going to have to get in the bed. He got in the bed with her, and about that time, her husband come in. He said, man, what the hell are you doing laying up here in this bed with my wife? He said, could you believe that I'm waiting for a train? Hey, lad. Did you hear the one about Linda Lovelace and Yul Givens was supposed to get married? The judge refused to give him a license. Why? He said, between you two motherfuckers, y'all eat up the whole damn world. I ain't lying. That's some good shit I'm telling you. I ain't lying. Brothers and sisters, tonight, I have been yours truly, Rudy Ray Moore, better known as Dolomite from the motion picture Dolomite. I want to thank you for letting me be myself. Thank you.